Go 1.27, the Postgres for Everything philosophy and a primer on antitrust. Go 1.27 landed Thursday with 667 points and 198 comments, making it one of the week's more substantively discussed releases. The most debated change is a revision to the garbage collector's pacing algorithm, addressing long-standing complaints about latency spikes in high-throughput services. The old algorithm's feedback loop could trigger GC2 aggressively under certain allocation patterns, producing throughput cliffs. The new approach adopts more conservative heap growth assumptions. Improvements to workspace mode, introduced in an earlier release to ease multi-module development, also drew attention, as did incremental generics ergonomics work, though Go's historically conservative stance toward expanding that feature set remained intact. The release's character was described as emblematic of Go's broader trajectory, prioritizing operational simplicity and compile-time speed over expressive power, shipping unglamorous work that makes production systems more reliable rather than features that would anchor a marketing announcement. The HN thread's comment distribution skewed heavily toward professional Go users, lending the discussion unusual practical grounding. The FX coding agent at FX SH 282 points, 118 comments, positioned itself as a deliberate counter to the heavyweight agentic tooling trend. No cloud dependency, native execution, minimal footprint. The PostgreSQL for Everything essay drew 382 points and 226 comments on a philosophical argument as much as a technical one, that Postgres is underutilized as a platform, and that the operational simplicity of maintaining one system, one backup strategy, one authentication model, one failure domain, is worth more than the performance gains from reaching for Redis. OneCly, a YCS26 project, approached adjacent territory from a team safety angle, offering an open-source sandboxed agent harness where defined permissions create an enforcement mechanism for the cultural norms the don't pace the AI debate raises at the policy level. RabbitMQ or specialized search tools, at least until serious scale demands otherwise. Commenters skeptical of the argument tended to have experience at scale. The strongest advocates tended to work on smaller teams, a distribution that suggests the claim may be context-dependent rather than wrong. The Postgres dominance discussion prompted a brief primer on U.S. antitrust law. The Sherman Act prohibits not monopoly per se, but the act of monopolizing, using exclusionary conduct to acquire or maintain market power. A tool that achieves dominance because engineers freely choose it on the merits raises no legal concern. The question becomes live only if a controlling entity uses that dominant position to exclude competitors through non-merit means. Courts must also define the relevant market before measuring share, a definitional fight that frequently determines antitrust outcomes. The Microsoft browser litigation of the late 90s turned substantially on whether the relevant market was PC operating systems or something broader.